Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Cynical earlier because things are just so damn evil. I don't do that. I'll start crying on air. And I don't take pleasure in it. But I tell you, all these leftists, all these delusional people going along with this anti-human agenda, and they are into a very, very bad situation and a very, very rude awakening. David Icke is scheduled to join us. As the news comes out, the vaccine's killing people, already causing autoimmune disorders, and the world ID's here. And so much more. And then we'll also open the phones up after that today. And we've got some other guests. Paul Joseph Watson's coming on. Man, what a time, ladies and gentlemen, to be alive. Here's an important report. Bill Gates vaccine propaganda control.
Pfizer has decided to withdraw its application for EUA, or emergency use authorization, of its COVID-19 vaccine right here in India.
NewsGuard Technologies is the new $6 million venture that will launch this fall to battle so-called fake news. The startup will use analysts to research and rate thousands of news sources. They hope to license their finding to social media companies and other platforms. NewsGuard Technologies co-founder Stephen Brill is an author, journalist, entrepreneur. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks
for being
here. Morning.
So tell us how this is going to work.
Well, we're going to apply common sense to a problem that the algorithms haven't been able to solve.
Newsweek fact check claims India vaccine ban mostly false while admitting de facto ban. Then they messed up and didn't remove the fact that it was paid for by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We pointed it out, and they were forced to remove where Bill Gates paid for it, but added the InfraGuard information to it. This is just incredible. And, of course, we show you, there it is, Microsoft and partners may have compensated for this. If you purchase something, there are recommended links on this article. They replaced that with the NewsGuard, also owned by Microsoft, that vaccinated the fact-checking. So whoever cut and pasted this didn't do a good job. So let's get that straight. Bill Gates owns one of the main fact-checking groups that fact-checks articles about a Pfizer vaccine that he owns a lot of and controls and is behind, and has been shown to be the most deadly one out there so far. So what does all this mean? South Africa has canceled the mRNA vaccine of another company because they said it was killing people, making folks sick, and people were getting regular COVID and regular colds right after it and testing positive for COVID right after.
Well, South Africa has suspended its rollout of the Oxford-AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine after a small clinical trial suggested that it offered only minimal protection against mild to moderate illness from the COVID variant that originated in the country.
But now they say, oh, but you got to have this to travel or live. But yeah, it'll be a new shot every month as we guess what the new strains are.
Cases and hospitalizations could go back up with new variants as they emerge. So, I want to make something really very clear. This is not a time to relax.
Vaccine makers Pfizer and Moderna are working on a booster shot to combat the new threat. And that could mean those who got two shots may need a third injection come the fall.
Nausea, hallucinations, and yes, even death. These are among the rare side effects that Floridians are reporting after taking the COVID-19 vaccine.
The goal is to get the COVID vaccine to every person in the U.S. who wants one. But survey data shows that nearly 40% of the U.S. population doesn't want it. Widespread mistrust might have something to do with the fact that if anything goes wrong with the vaccine, the drug makers that produce them aren't responsible.
This is a remarkable circumstance. It's certainly not like anything anybody's ever seen before.
That means that companies like Pfizer and Moderna have total immunity against lawsuits related to injuries resulting from taking the COVID vaccines. Meanwhile, employers are legally allowed to require employees to get immunized against the virus.
Do not touch me! 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 I do not consent! I do not consent! I do not consent!
So an endless money pit, a total reorganization of society around these people with global medical passports and global medical tyranny.
Yeah.
This is it. The enemy has emerged. They are in the room, as David Icke says, and he's joining us in 60 seconds on the other side of the break. Things are going to get very interesting very fast now. Finally, vitamin D3 and vitamin K, that are both essential, are getting the respect and the attention they deserve. We've got a great product. It's been out for 6 years. Winter Sun. Long before the big crisis came along, we were there saying, this is high quality. This will make you healthy. This will be better for you and your family. But what else doesn't get attention and needs to be looked at is vitamin B12. It is just as essential. It is just as important. And it is amazing. And it's not just about your immune system. It's about every part of your body. It's really a hormone. And it's what your building blocks of your entire body operate off of. So these vitamins are essential. Vitamin D3 and, of course, vitamin B12 go together like a horse and carriage. Do your own research. We've got the highest grades you're going to find out there, and they're taken under the tongue. It's key to put it under the tongue for about a minute and let it sit so your blood vessels absorb it. They're both available 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together or by themselves at 50% off and 25% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I can't think of a better person to have on during all of this. He's been doing incredible work. He's been deplatformed like we have, but thanks to all of you, the word is still getting out at davidicke.com and so many other places. In fact, if you go to band.video and click on the little left-hand corner area, it pulls down all the great channels, and he's getting millions of views a week at band.video. We're very, very happy and very proud to have David Icke posting to band.video, and to see him using that to reach his millions of great fellow humans that do not wish to be slaves. So go check it out for yourself at band.video, davidicke.com as well. He's a best-selling author, former champion goalie, the top BBC presenter, who first 30 years ago exposed pedophilia and satanic cults inside the BBC. All of that later came out exactly like he said with Jimmy Savile and the rest of it. But he's been laying out, along with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's a medical doctor, runs major clinics in the U.S. and Mexico, that we're already seeing massive deaths from the vaccine, and we're going to see even more very soon. It's not a vaccine. And we're seeing them with the fine print. Oh, above 75, don't take it. In Canada, above 65, don't take it. We're saying, oh, don't give it to children, but then they're still doing it. So this is really a major depopulation operation. They couldn't hide it any longer. They're launching it on all fronts, the global QR codes, the global IDs, Israel with bracelets to be locked in your house if you fly back to the country. We're being put under martial law globally until we accept it, until we accept the inoculations, the QR codes, the social credit cards, and then what comes with all of that. So the people think you submit, you get out of it. No, no, no. You submit, you get deeper into it. And so I want to go over all of this with David Icke today. We now know that the numbers of deaths in 2020 are the same numbers in 2019, roughly, same year to year. It's a hoax, folks. They're counting all the other deaths as that, and we know that. But overall, even Klaus Schwab and Gates say this is just a drill. Real attacks are coming. And this is to shut down carbon. We need carbon lockdowns. So at one level, they're being honest, but through all their other media outlets, they're lying to us. What is the formula, David Icke? Great to have you here with us for the rest of the hour, and we salute your fine work.
It is interesting, an interesting time to be alive, that's for sure. And it's almost kind of surreal to see all the things that we've been warning about all these years now unfolding at such a rate. But it's easy to see through if only people will take a breath and look at it dispassionately instead of getting caught in the drama and the chaos. First of all, they have never isolated and shown to exist what they call SARS-CoV-2. SARS-CoV-2 is a computer-generated program. That's what it is. They've never seen this virus in, quote, its natural state. So if you have never shown the original to exist, how can you have variants of it? Well, if your original is a computer program, then your variants go like this. Tap, 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 press enter. It's all a scam. And you'll notice that the variants appeared miraculously just as they were preparing to roll out this this series of, well, not vaccines, medical procedures to change human genetics. And because of the experience that so many people had during 2020, where at the start, and I can understand that to, you know, to an extent if you've not researched this, at the start it was, well, maybe this is a deadly virus. So people went under house arrest almost meekly. But as the year unfolded, it became very clear that we weren't dealing with what they told us we were dealing with. And the crucial thing that was happening in the run-up to Christmas 2020 was the fear. The fear level was falling. People were starting to laugh at it. And so now they've got to
now
play
it's the devil virus. It's like an atomic bomb. It's over. And even so-called patriot publications push this lie over and over again, but it's all based on a lie.
Yeah, and so the fear's falling, and they've got to get the vaccine rolled out. And so they're obviously betting and relying on the fear to get people to take the vaccine. But the fear was falling. So out of nowhere comes the variant. The variant in South Africa, the variant in Brazil, the variant in the UK, and so on and so forth. And with each new variant come more impositions of fascism. And it's very clear that this variant scam is just going to continue.
And then Fauci and others say, even if you take vaccines, you still can't go outside, you still can't not wear a mask, you still can't reopen. Only our big box stores can stay open as China creates more billionaires than all other countries combined and as big tech takes over. And then Klaus Schwab admits this is a vertical integration takeover. Why do they admit at that level it's real, but then at every other level lie to us?
Well, I think to an extent they think they've crossed the line. I don't think they have, but that's how confident they are getting on one level. But the point is that as I said way back in the summer, and they were saying the vaccine, because what we're looking at is a donkey with a carrot hanging in front of his nose. And the idea is you keep giving it encouragement that at some point it's going to get to the carrot. But, of course, the whole thing's rigged. It's never going to get to the carrot. And so you tell them, all you need is the vaccine. The vaccine's coming, and then we go back to normal. But they know it's not going to happen. That's not the idea. You bring in the masks. It's like I said in the summer, that when the vaccine comes, the masks aren't going to go away. The social distancing is not going to go away. All this fascism is not going to go away because the vaccine is an as well as, not an instead of. What we've been seeing through the whole fake pandemic is layering and layering and layering of more and more control and more imposition.
And they just recycle the same lies every few months. All of it's based in fraud, all of it's lies, but now the public's getting habituated. But at the same time, a lot of resistance is forming. On a scale of 1 to 10 or 1 to 100, how would you grade the globalist rollout? I mean, they've rolled it out. I give them like a 95, but the resistance I'd give about a 55 or so. I mean, there is a big resistance.
Well, when you think of the hysterical censorship that's going on in all the media platforms to suppress the information of how many people are dying from this, I mean, I live on an island of what, 130,000, 40,000 people, just off the south coast of England. And purely from personal knowledge, I know people who've died. I know a family who the father went for the vaccine, died 2 days later, had no problem in the period before. And then the grandfather died after having the vaccine around the same time. And these stories, when you look at the number, and they're never going to make it to the media, not even the alternative media, what the hell is the real figure of people who've died from taking this vaccine already? We've had...
Stay there. We're going to come back. I want to go right to this because you've done some great reports on the vaccine is killing people. It's not a vaccine. I agree. I know a lot of people that have lost friends and family when they took the vaccine. In fact, I know two black people that took the vaccine a few weeks ago, a husband and wife, they both died. And then the media said they died of COVID. This is insane. We're going to come back and talk about it with David Icke.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones of the vaunted, dreaded Infowars.com, hated by tyrants everywhere. And David Icke, another iconic fighter against the New World Order, there's only really two of us. I'm not trying to brag. It's just crazy to get us both in the same show together, is here with us, and we always love it. So, Hank Aaron, a baseball legend, better than Babe Ruth, probably the top baseball player ever, arguably. He took the first shot, took the second, died a day after he took it. They lied and said, oh, the coroner said he didn't die from the shot. Family came out. Robert Kennedy Jr. interviewed him. And they said, no, he died after the second shot. He just passed out and died. They didn't do an autopsy. So that was a lie by NewsGuard. That's Bill Gates. Well, Bill Gates' NewsGuard came out last week and said Alex Jones is lying. India did not ban the Pfizer mRNA vaccine. But they did. They said, you haven't tested it. We see people getting paralyzed and dying in other countries. You can't have emergency approval. So we've reached a really crazy level, and David Icke hit the heart of it. One of our security guys, Moms, is a head nurse at a nursing home. A month ago, they gave them all the shot. They're all out getting dinner. They're all out playing dominoes cards. None of them came out for a week. Some of them died. And I get the same story from everybody I know. It's crazy. And some of them that die from it, they're saying, oh, they died of COVID after they had the vaccine. No, the vaccine killed them. Which, again, isn't a vaccine. So, David, get into this. You've done some incredible reports on this, that the evidence is mounting that this is really super deadly. But it was never tested in animals, never officially approved, and now it's given liability protection. This is a giant leap forward for eugenics, isn't it?
Well, it's an extraordinary story, and it's a pinch yourself to see how many people can't see it. You've got a procedure, it's not a vaccine, that has never been used on humans before, that is putting synthetic material into human cells, which is designed to change human DNA, for which the people doing it are immune from any comeback, any effects on people. You start the tests or the trials, and then you end them in just a few months. You've not done any trials, although at the core of the core, at the level of Gates and that level, they know exactly what the outcome's supposed to be. But the others have not gone through the motions of proper trials. And if you've only done trials of a few months with something you've never used on humans before, how the hell do you know what the long-term effects are? Of course, the inner core know that. It's the effects they want.
Let me just briefly interrupt you because you move so fast and what you're saying is so true. We know from last year, you covered it, I covered it, they tested COVID-19-style vaccines on humans secretly, that came out, and on animals. So they actually know the long-term effects of this. They're just saying, oh, let's skip the trials because they don't want that known.
They know the long-term effects at the inner core because, as I said at the time, back in the spring, the contents of this vaccine was known before they played the COVID hoax. The COVID hoax has many reasons, including destroying people's livelihoods and making them dependent on the state. But one of the key punchlines, of course, is justifying the vaccine. And they knew what was in the vaccine before they played the hoax. It's been sitting there waiting. Because the whole point is not to protect people from some virus. That was never the idea. It was to use the illusory virus, deadly virus, as the excuse for the vaccine. Because the vaccine is about a long, long planned transformation of the human body from a biological state to a synthetic biological state. Now, if you're going to start introducing that stuff into elderly people who are frail and their bodies are going down, well, a lot of them are going to die. Of course they are. But what's going to be the effect long term for all the others? Anyone that has the vaccine has no idea, because the official trials, anyway, have never gone.
And as you said, the total censorship came in right before all of this, so they can then suppress this and carry it out. This is a giant, I know it's already killing a lot of folks, I already know it's toxic, you're absolutely right, but clearly they're getting us ready for something even bigger. If they get away with this test, if we submit, they're able to kill all these old people and others, then I think something a lot bigger is going to come, and Bill Gates said that on multiple shows. He said, oh, the really big one's coming next, and now they're on the news. Oh, something's coming, it's going to kill billions of people.
Yeah, well, the thing is, of course, that we've entered a new stage. Once people started accepting this fake vaccine being put into them, the stage changed, because what the hell is that going to do now in terms of their health? And clearly, when those health situations emerge, it's not going to be linked to the fake vaccine. It's going to be called something else, COVID-19 or whatever. And, you know, you mentioned earlier, Alex, that they're talking about having multiple of these fake vaccines. Well, that was always going to be the case. And there's something else that you're going to see, that all the other vaccines that people know about up to this point are going to be transformed also into this mRNA manipulation of human genetics. And so you're going to have an absolute tidal wave of genetic manipulating vaccines. They've already moved one flu vaccine to the mRNA way of so-called immunizing people.
It's exactly. Not about so this is really about a revolution of genetic engineering, gene therapy, calling it a vaccine. Of all the things it does for the inner circle, for the cult, for the spider, the big one is we're in your body, we're changing your DNA, we've set the precedent.
Yeah, and they want to change the DNA because they want a new human. It's something that, you know, I've been talking about for a long time. People need to ask the question, why at every level, in every direction, is this cult dismantling everything that humans are and everything that humans need for survival? So what they're doing is transforming not just human society, they're transforming humanity itself.
And they're dismantling our immune system, where we'll be so sick we've got to go to them to even live.
Yeah, but they, when you break down all these different elements of this great reset, they're all targeting the very foundations of human existence. So why do they want to get rid of carbon dioxide? Carbon dioxide is the gas of life. Without it, we're all dead, because the natural world and our food sources are dead. And we have now about 400 parts per million of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Plants, the natural world, suck it out of the atmosphere. It's their version of oxygen, if you like. And according to people who are expert in carbon dioxide, they say that the optimum level for optimum growth and food production is 2,000 parts per million.
Stay there. This is key. Back in a few minutes with David Icke of DavidIcke.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. This is critical. We've just launched the biggest sale of 2021. Store-wide free shipping and up to 50% off our best-selling items. And free shipping on storable food. That's a huge part of the cost. We rarely do this. That is a gigantic sale. And an additional 10% off as well, because of the crisis and the emergency. Our supplier has decided to let us do this. You will not find quality food anywhere near this price, anywhere. Look at what else is on sale. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force, oh man. Man, 40% off. Supermill Vitality, 40% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouches, $10 off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. All Storable Footage, 10% off. Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off. And all of it is free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So fast. I mean, it really is surreal. And then I have this huge responsibility. We still are on hundreds of radio stations and over 100 TV stations and cable stations. We're reaching millions of people right now. And I just feel this crushing responsibility to tell people how real this is. But I guess folks get how real it is now. It's just wild to see this anti-human, poisonous, lying system moving against us. And just to see the average people going along with it and ridiculing those that challenge it when the whole thing's been a lie, the thing's obviously a trap, it's a scam. How do we get people out of this trance? David Icke always talks about going back 30 years ago when I first read one of his first books and you know, having a chance to interview him in the last 20 years many times, where he said there's a moment where it emerges. It can't be on beta anymore. It has to emerge. And then now I use the cheesy analogy from one of the only decent new Star Wars movies. They're all so horrible. Rogue One, where in the final battle and they're stealing the Death Star codes, here come the Star Destroyers. They've been, you know, hurtling through space for a while to get there, but suddenly they're there. Suddenly they just boom! And they attack. And that is the point that we've now reached. Is they're just boom, they're here. They're inside the room, and click, it happens. And now we're over the edge of the cliff. We're down the slippery slope. So David, you were getting into that. You were getting into all the deaths. You know people that have died in your little town. I know people that are dying from it. I mean, this is just a holocaust that's taking place. And it's all being done to, quote, get rid of the old people because we have the baby boomer generation. And it's the baby boomers going along with their own destruction. David Icke.
I think, first of all, that a lot of people have been in a state of shock. Those that can see it even have been in a state of shock at how it suddenly happened. And it's time just to shake the head and wash the face and take a breath and come out of the shock and realize that we're facing literally a situation in which the end of humanity will happen unless we push back on this. And we still have enormous numbers of people who can do that. And if you look at any a tyranny that's been overturned, it's never been overturned by the majority. It's always been turned over by the minority. The minority who have the self-respect not to be imposed upon by tyrants. And you look at, like I was saying earlier, this whole destruction of, if you like, the human ecosystem, including Gates being the biggest owner of farmland in America now. It's about controlling and undermining everything that humans need to survive. Yes, on one level, that's about control, but it's about something much deeper. You look at GMO. Genetically modified food, crops. That was the start of a process of genetically modifying everything, transforming it into something else. And, you know, people ask, well, why would they do that when they have to live here? Why would they do that when surely they're going to be affected? But I think, you know, people need to start just looking at just a little bit deeper at this and ask the question, who are these people? Where do they come from? Why are they seeking quite demonstrably to undermine everything that is human and humans need to survive? And I've been laughed at, ridiculed, or incessantly for 30 years for saying actually that this cult, as I call it, this global cult, it, at the core, what's driving it is not actually human. And human society has been infiltrated in the same kind of way, the principle is the same as the Avatar movies, where you had the Navi, the blue people in the Avatar movie, and they were infiltrated. It was symbolized in that by American troops. They were infiltrated by those troops coming into their society while outwardly looking like them. So they didn't realize they'd been infiltrated because everyone looked like the Navi. And we've been infiltrated by people that look human, but actually ultimately are not human. And therefore they have an anti-human agenda. That's why what is happening is happening. They are transforming everything from what we've known to something else that suits them.
And when you got interrupted by the break, you were getting into CO2. But when you would say that 30 years ago, people laughed. I talked to scientists, generals. They all agree this is anti-human. Everyone gets it now. I think we passed the threshold where any thinking person agrees this is not human. What the elites are doing is not for themselves. It's a mission. It's an anti-human mission.
Yeah, and let's go back actually to CO2 because it all fits into this. why would you want to dramatically reduce the gas of life on which humans depend, because the natural world depends upon it? And, you know, Bill Gates is not just wanting a society that's carbon neutral. He's funding technology to suck carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere that's already there. What? This is crazy, unless you see actually what's behind it. You know, if you go back to the 1800s, the carbon levels were about 280 parts per million. And if you go anywhere close to 150 parts, the natural world starts to die.
As you said, it used to be a lot higher.
Yeah, well, you know, the if you look at Patrick Moore, the man who was a co-founder of Greenpeace and walked away because of the lies and misrepresentations of the Green Movement, he's talking about the fact that actually we were heading to midnight in terms of the falling levels of CO2 in the atmosphere, and it was industrialization that basically turned it around. That's why we have 400 parts now. And this is why, since industrialization, the planet has got greener, because the natural world has had access to more carbon dioxide.
And so ancient stored carbon is being released. Let me ask you this question. This is a curveball. You talk about these evil fallen entities that resonate with bad. But obviously, there's a lot of things planned for us, like the carbon waiting for us. And obviously, humans aren't the only thing in the universe. There's God. You know, there's good things. There's things way above us. I mean, clearly, there's not just these evil archons, as you call them, in the universe. There's also good guys, right?
Well, it comes down to this, I would suggest. People say, when's the cavalry come? Well, find yourself a mirror, because you're looking at it. The cavalry.
We're already these transcendent entities. We have to recognize we're just in a body.
But what is the cavalry? It's expanded levels of consciousness that make these cultists look like the village idiot, because actually they are. The way they control humanity is not because they're super intelligent. They're a bunch of kids in short trousers. That's how I see them. They actually operate on the old saying that in the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. They so suppress, they so make blind in terms of knowledge and awareness, humanity, the target population, that they only need to be one-eyed to control them. But when we open both eyes, a third eyes, and start to expand into the levels of consciousness that we are.
They become a joke. All right, stay right there. David Icke, with us a little bit the next hour as well. We'll talk about so much more.
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A post-human world is here. We're told we're dirty. We're told we're bad. We're told we need to be popular.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And David Icke. And again, we're on commercial radio, so we have 14 minutes of ads an hour. And we can spoil the podcast. You can find the forbidden podcast of David Icke at band.video. In the David Icke section, just click the left-hand corner. You'll find his page right there. You can also find it at davidicke.com and Iconic as well. And his new book, Triggered. But I want to play him this clip because I asked him this question, and he's talked about it before, but he kind of skipped over because he had other stuff he wanted to get to, and that's fine. But I want to play this clip from 20-plus years ago, The Simpsons. People point out Simpsons always predict stuff exactly on purpose. Not going off globalist documents, but really a kind of a lesser magic where they have to tell you up front what they're doing. Here they are foreshadowing COVID.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
Yeah.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Wow.
So, we've got our deadly disease.
No, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender vittles.
It's now fellow humans we can't trust.
Springfielders are advised to stay tuned for more information if they experience any of the following symptoms. Mild thirst, occasional hunger, tiredness at night.
So why did the establishment think they should do that, David? It's a very sophisticated mirror is what happened. And why did they move with this now? Why did they launch this global takeover now? Was it because they were behind schedule, just the right time? Please give us your view.
Well, I think part of it is preemptive programming. That's very, very powerful because it prepares you subconsciously for something that's coming along. But I do think this has been planned for a long time. I don't think it's because they were behind schedule. I think this is all part of it. It's part of creating a situation where human society, as it has been up to this point, oh, yes, they've been chipping away at it and chipping away at it. But since the turn of 2020, the human society that we knew before has absolutely been taken apart. And once you take something apart and you dismantle it and you put the pieces all over the floor, then you can rebuild it in another way. And so instead of organically just over a long period of time changing society towards the direction.
No, there's these big jumps they talk about in evolution, de-evolution. Build back better is what they're calling it.
Yeah, and what build back better is it? This is why Johnson's using it and Biden's using it.
They're all using it.
Trudeau in Canada's using it. Build back better. And what that's saying is what I've just said, which is you destroy the status quo and then you rebuild the status quo in a new image. This is the same principle as World War One, which transformed the world, destroyed the status quo before it, and they build it back better from their point of view, because after World War One, power was massively centralized. They then have another go, World War II, and then you had the real centralization frenzy.
And by the way, they admit the Rhodes Scholars are taught they did all that, set up Hitler, everything, to bring in the UN, the failed League of Nations. But what was the Renaissance then? What was all that? Because that seemed to countervail this. That means there's other resistance movements out there. There's not just the bad guys. Because they're trying to get rid of the Renaissance.
Yeah, there are other forces at work. They are. And as I was saying before the break about where's the cavalry, the cavalry is operating that which wants to help us bring an end to this nonsense is operating at a very high level of awareness. In other words, a very high level of frequency. And if that comes into our reality at the level of our reality, the five-sense prison, it's no longer the cavalry because it's been caught in the same trap that humanity's been
caught.
And
that's why they want us depressed. So literally, no matter being positive and being reaching upwards, that is literally what they don't want.
Yeah, well, what they don't want is something I've been going on about for a long, long time. You know, people talk about, you know, how do I expand consciousness? How do I do this? How can I do that? And you know, I've seen all the various methods, you know, the quests and the gurus and all that stuff. It's bloody simple. You redefine your self-identity because what they want us to do and what we're pressured to do is self-identify the I, who we perceive ourselves to be, with the labels that of the human world. I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm this religion, I'm this race, I'm that race, I'm this sexuality, I'm that sexuality. And what has identity politics and the woke agenda actually done? It's created smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller labels for people to self-identify with.
You said they're going to start segregating 15 years ago. Now major colleges across Europe and the U.S., are segregating black from white, you name it. They're male from female. They don't want us together.
No, they don't, because they want us to have smaller and smaller senses of self-identity. Because the more myopic your self-identity becomes, the less consciousness you're actually accessing. There's an infinite flow of consciousness, which some people call God. It's all that is, has been, and ever can be. It's all possibility. But if you get caught in self-identifying with the labels of a brief human life, and the myopic, ever smaller labels of woke, then you're not going to access great swathes of consciousness. In other words, insight, awareness, intuitive knowing. You're going to be stuck, basically, in a perception of the world that the five senses alone is giving you. So when you go from I am my labels to I am the consciousness having the experience called the labels, because that's what the labels are. The labels are an experience which our consciousness, ultimately infinite awareness, is having. And the whole cult psychological manipulation is based on getting that to self-identify itself with the myopia of human labels. And once you start to self-identify as being consciousness, the consciousness having the experience, naturally your expansion of self-identity becomes an expansion of consciousness.
And by the way, I've been doing that, and now instead of dreaming like maybe 1 hour at night before I wake up in REM sleep, I dream like 6-7 hours a night, and the experiences I'm having are none of this world, David. There's no way my brain came up with this. Have you had those experiences?
Oh, all the time. All the time. Because we are sitting here in myopia, thinking we are little me and we have no power, when actually that's what the cult has persuaded us we are, when in truth we are a state of infinite consciousness. We are a point of attention having a human experience of infinite awareness. And once you start to go through that process of self-identifying with the true I, then you start to access, connect with the cavalry, and you start to get insights, understandings, and one big thing disappears, fear.
Exactly.
Because when you know you are on an infinite journey, an eternal journey of exploring forever, forever, and this is just a brief human experience in a tiny band of frequency we call the world, what happens around you and to you takes a whole different way of seeing it. See, the cult plays the long game. It prepares for things over a very long period of time. That's why all the things were in place before it played the COVID hoax. But we need to play the long game in a different way.
Stay there. We're going to do a few more segments. You're very gracious. David Icke, DavidIcke.com. Please don't forget, listeners, I'm not here unless you support us. We got store-wide free shipping until Saturday and big sales, and it's got to end because we're selling out of product. The supply chain's broke down. Please keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com plus your great products. We'll be right back.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.